Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. In a moment, I want to share with you the lyrics of a hymn that you might know very well. It is called The Love of God. But first, this. The reason this song has been on my heart is that we found the Apostle Paul naming readers of his letter to the Roman Christians the beloved of God. Or we can say God's loved ones. His first century readers and his 21st century readers, who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, have this in common. We are all God's loved ones. And so we sing this hymn with comfort and joy like this. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care, God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song. When hoary times shall pass away, and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who here refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong, redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints' and angels' song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song. Ah, the love of God. That's a great hymn. If you'd like to hear this, look it up online. I like the version by the group Mercy Me. That's Mercy Me, and the title of the song is Love of God. I do not have permission to play this on this broadcast and podcast, but I recommend it to you. On Monday, we are going to move forward in Romans chapter 1, so please be here for that. Just this reminder, and then I will pray for us as we enter the weekend. If you missed any one of the radio broadcasts and internet podcasts of this part of our series on the love of God, I encourage you to visit my website and go all the way back to part 1 of verse 7. In fact, it would not take you long to listen to Romans 1, 7, parts 1 through 20. That's just 20 short podcasts. And this will give you the whole teaching on being the beloved of God in one go. And my website address is www.godisministry.org. Let's pray. Father, thank you for loving us. Your love is perfect. I pray you will extend your love, measureless and strong, to this friend listening to Definition today. We love you because you first loved us. Amen. Join me for the Monday edition of Definition.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.